Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. That's what I want. I want you part of the solution, because otherwise are you not part of the problem? Right? You got to get informed. Once you get informed and you have a clue, then engage. Seriously. All right, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, great guy, works hard to make it so the guys like me can make a few bucks online. I am embarrassed when I ask, not even embarrassed, I guess. You know what, I don't like it when people feel like they have to donate to me. If you want to, great, but here's the deal. If you want to help me out financially, help out the show, and get a return for your money if you would, head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. You heard me, 30 to 70% on pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, blankets. Oh, don't forget slippers. Okay? Christmas is coming up. The holidays are coming up. They got all kinds of stuff. Slippers, bathrobes, doggy beds. I think we got a doggy bed for one of our dogs. Actually, not our dog. My son's dog. Got him a bed anyway. And just tell you, the product is quality product, right? It's got a great guarantee on it, made here in America, made by somebody, or the profit or the money goes to somebody who actually cares about things you care about. That's why I said, let's support him, because you support him and you support me. Joe Messina, your host. All right, let's see what we can do with all this fun that we're having, right? There's a Georgia Democrat now who's decided to defect to the GOP. He says, look, Democrats crucified and abandoned me. That simple. She said it was a moral decision. Georgia Representative Mercia Mainer switched parties, what she called a moral decision due to the left-wing radicalism. Yeah, I don't know how you stay there. As a Democrat. I mean, I'm not even asking you to join the Republican Party. I don't know how you stay there, though. A black TikTok user was upset many conservative Americans on the internet. It happened when she made a video telling white people they couldn't talk to her without her permission. In the video, she also made fun of people with lighter skin, saying that they have pasty skin, among other things. I mean, I find all this stuff amazing. They can get away with saying this kind of stuff online, but we can't. So we're clear. I'm not suggesting I want to. There's no reason for it. But even so, if I have a feeling towards a certain group, I'm not telling you to hurt them, take them out, kill them. But if I have a preconceived notion, Juan Williams was fired from his job, what was it, with NPR? Because after the attacks on 9/11, after those attacks when he got on a plane, he found himself basically with PTSD. When he had Arabs on the plane that were speaking in a language that he couldn't understand, he said he got nervous. He's got to work through it. Well, NPR found that the comment to be offensive, nasty, and wrong, and fired him. It was Bill O'Reilly that went to bat for him to get him over at Fox. Anyway, back to the women who switch parties. Talked to a local news source. She said, when I decided to stand up on behalf of disadvantaged children in support of school choice, ooh, yeah, that's a mortal sin for them. Yeah. Can't have school choice in the Democrat Party. Doesn't work. Right? She said her colleagues did not stand by her when she was getting, like, you know, pummeled. She continued that they crucified me when I decided to stand up and support the safe communities and refuse to support efforts to defund the police. They didn't back me. She said they abandoned people who I thought my friends abandoned me. The former Democrat rep from Atlanta was elected in 2020. She ran her campaign championing mental health, the environment, and government accountability. No, 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 lady. You didn't get, if you had the Democrat Party behind you, you didn't get elected because of those things. You got elected because they did the mailers. They spread your message. They made sure that you got airtime on TV. Watch what happens to you this time. She wrote on Twitter that she was switching parties. I represent a blue district in the city of Atlanta, so this wasn't a political decision for me. It was a moral one. She said, I'll never apologize for being a black woman with a mind of my own. Ooh. God, you need a strong black woman. I can't imagine. It just never stops. She went on to say that in a follow-up tweet, that I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me when it embraced left-wing radicalism and lawlessness. They went on and put the interests of illegal aliens over the interests of Americans. I have nothing to apologize for. I mean, wouldn't you love to see more and more of this? She criticized the Democratic Party, saying far, far, far too long, the Democrat Party has gotten away with using and abusing the black community for decades. The Democrat Party has received the support of more than 90% of black communities. And what do they have to show for it? Nothing. Her words, not mine. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with benefit right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Because they're stupid. Somebody just sent me a note. Well, why are some of these students supporting the Palestine, you know, Palestinians? You heard me. Now, look, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and tell you all Palestinians are bad, you know, all this are bad, all that are bad, whatever. I'm not doing it. But let's just get back to reality, all right? So, you know, some colleges are supporting Palestine? Yeah, because they're stupid. Because, you know, it'd be one thing if they had some real proof of what's taking place. The way they make it sound is it's the Israelis doing everything you see right now that the Palestinians are doing. You know, and we somehow have to hold our feet to the fire. We somehow have to make sure that these kids understand that what they're being fed at these colleges they're paying buku bucks for isn't true. Seriously. Alan Dershowitz says he's one of the lead professors at Harvard. You know, he can't believe what's going on. He is livid about this. About what took place at Harvard a few days ago and even what's going on there now. But as he said, the education system has been hijacked. It's up to us to fix it, like I keep telling you guys. So we take it back to your young kids, start going to college, start taking back these teaching roles and what have you. This is what you can expect to have. Now, in the statement, we were talking about the Georgia Democrat that switched parties. In the statement to Newsweek, Georgia Republican Chairman Josh McCune said that the party was thrilled to welcome Maynor, adding she embraces the sound conservative policies in regards to public safety, school choice, economic growth, and she rejects all those failed leadership of the Democrat Party there. She said she's experienced firsthand as to where the Democrat Party is with these issues and how they keep failing on them. You know, thank God. I don't care how they see the light, as long as they eventually see the light. And I know you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking to a friend of mine about this, exactly this kind of thing, earlier today. Nearly 70% of active service members are overweight. That's right. They're overweight, out of shape. When they join, they're overweight, they're out of shape. More than two-thirds of active duty service members are within the overweight or obese ranges of body mass. That's why I can't join either. Defense Department data shows the obesity rate calculated. It uses a person's age, height, and weight, and it has more than doubled over the past decade. They've gone from 10% body fat to over 20% body fat. It's just amazing. Remember, we were supposed to be starving to death by now, right? No, this is where they don't tie all this together ever, like the Green Party people. We were supposed to be starving. We weren't supposed to be able to function. People would be dying. Two-thirds of the planet would be barren. Actually, a new number that just came in is at the same time all this is being talked about, more than half of the young Americans not qualify as obese. Half. And it's the number one disqualifier. One recruiter said that at a time when we're struggling to recruit and we need a strong labor force, you know, look at what's happening. The growing rates of obesity are stopping that from happening. While the chief operations officer of the American Security Project said no person defending our country should find themselves unsupported or undersupported and unequipped to fight. Well, look at, you know, but I can't go in the, if I wanted to go to the service, I couldn't go in. Why? Because I'm overweight. Actually obese by their standards. It's not their fault. I don't want them to change that. Because I want the person rescuing me at some point in time who's in the services needs to come again. I want them to be able to move. I want them to be agile. I want them to be able to carry me out and not have to call for help to have three people to carry the two of us out. It's just amazing. And as I said, the growing prevalence of obesity in service members reduces the readiness of our all-volunteer military. They don't have to say, but it's a moral failing. That's gracious. Now, framing obesity is an issue of insufficient willpower or discipline. You know, 98% of the time, it's because you don't have discipline. Come on. You're eating a lot of junk. You're eating a lot of sweets and all that. There is a small percentage of people that have a medical condition that can't lose the weight. Matter of fact, helps them keep gaining weight. Right? But one soldier complained that the BMI index that they use is based on a 200-year-old calculation that sought to define the body composition of a normal man. Well, look it. I think it's off a little bit. You know, I've got pictures of me at certain weights. It thinks I should be between 165, I think, and 170 or something like that. And I've been at that weight. Look like I'm dying. I do very well at certain. Matter of fact, even less than that. Now, the American Medical Association in June updated its policy of BMI. It didn't acknowledge that there was some historical harm. And racist, oh, God, exclusion. I couldn't figure why I circled that. Racist exclusion. Now, BMI is based primarily on data collected from previous generations of non-Hispanic white populations. So what does that mean? I mean, there's a lot of large black people, too. Everything has to become a racial issue. That's the stuff that drives a lot of people nuts. Now, I do believe, in some part, it depends on where you grew up. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the city. There's a lot of sweets available to us, a lot of junk available to us. We were running all around the place, though. We were burning it off without even knowing that we were burning it off. You know, just, again, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. So you're not part of the solution. Shouldn't be. You shouldn't be part of the problem. You should be part of the solution. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hamas is encouraging residents in northern Gaza to disregard Israeli instructions to evacuate the area. With over 300,000 Israeli troops amassed near the border, there is growing speculation of an impending ground assault. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Tel Aviv to demonstrate U.S. support for Israel and its conflict against Hamas. He was asked why no one saw the attack coming.
What I can tell you is that if we
had known or if we know of a pending attack against an ally, we would clearly inform that ally.
Austin will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister. Inflation is causing Gen Z to significantly reduce their spending. According to a recent survey conducted by Bank of America, this applies to 73% of respondents aged 18 to 26. A considerable number of them mentioned making substantial changes to their lifestyles. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television!
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate how much time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. Because there is a lot going on. There is a lot happening that you have to keep up with, or try to keep up with anyway. You know, I mean, seriously. Get informed, though, so you're not, you don't look like that jackwagon that I always make fun of. Yes, that I always make fun of. Anyway, we'll close down some stories that we've been doing all week, doing part of the week, being weak. All right, okay, I'll stop, I promise. God, where did it go? I just had the story. The next story I want to do, I just had it up on the screen in front of my face. That would have been too easy, wouldn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me here. The earlier, I started on a story that it's just been an irritant to me forever. According to USA Today, school police officers do more harm than good. So why do politicians still push them? Why? Because whoever wrote the story is a flaming lunatic. It's not true. We've got police officers on our campuses. They don't walk around like the Gestapo. Matter of fact, if you saw when these sheriffs and or deputies show up, right? It is like Santa Claus showing up. They love these guys and gals. So, they're trying to make it sound like this all started in the 1950s under the guise that having a police officer in the school would improve the relationship between youth and law enforcement. A novel claim that the SRO program, which is the Service Resource Officers program, or Safety Resource Officers, it's estimated 20% of schools have an officer. Now, the relationship that they're taking a whack at me, yet despite the claim that relationships with the youth would improve, there's not been any conclusive evidence. Really? Have you done any real surveys? And not surveys in areas where there's high crime and the kids tend to get in trouble a lot. I mean, surveys across the board. Right? They say that the research is quite mixed. But they do have a couple of facts they want to share with you. Having armed officers on premises of the schools has not prevented any school shootings. No, that's not true. How can you prove that something didn't happen? Can you help me with that one? How can you prove that two kids sitting in a car, driving down the road, decided to shoot the school up, showed up, and there was a police car up front, and they decided to keep going? You can't prove that happened or didn't happen. However, some of these kids, some of these sickos, when they were asked, specifically asked, why did you choose this school? Because we knew there were no armed guards there. We knew we'd meet no resistance. I mean, what words are they looking for? I guess is the question I'm asking here. Right? They go on to say, this is the one I was talking to Sonya with about earlier, and I said, look, pay attention. We know that overall youth crime has been on the decline since the 1990s. Youth crime is headed down. Resource officers have been on campus since the 1950s. Just work with me here. So they put these cops on campus in the 1950s. Youth crime has been on the decline since the 1990s. But youth arrests are up. So doesn't that tell you, right, that they're arresting these kids before anything nasty happens? Right? They say that these schools with the SROs on board, that they're 3.5 times more likely to arrest a child on campus than without the police. I have to say, no duh. Of course, who else is there? Who else is going to arrest them for doing the wrong thing? So the writer says, despite this decrease, lawmakers continually push for more school officers. They want them in the name of safety, but we don't think so. You see, the more officers you have, the more kids you arrest, it leads to more cash for the school and or the county. Yeah, because that's exactly what my goal is. My goal is a school board trustee who votes to have more of these on campus. I do that to make sure the county can have more money. What do you think? Instead, your child is more likely to be arrested for a crime that would normally not be a crime if they were an adult. Okay, wait a minute. So if it's a crime when they're a minor, and they do it, and they get arrested for it, it's not right because if they were an adult, they wouldn't get arrested? Yeah. And the argument pushback is, well, what that does is it gives a child, or it develops the child, a criminal record that it can't ever get away from. Right. I just love this. Everything's about how it hurts the kid. Well, what about who they committed the crime against? Assault and battery. Theft. You steal something from me that I want and had. Maybe it was given to me by my dead mother. Maybe I bought it after I worked 90 hours specifically for that item, for that product. Makes no sense. Privatization of prisons, right? Lead for nonprofit criminal justice. None of this should be inherently surprising because we've justified the privatization of prisons for years despite knowing their negative consequences. We have had a continuous, unrelenting push. You're going to say with states like Georgia to allow an expansion to private probation. Look, I don't want the kids locked up for years. I want them to get the help they need. I want them to get out. Right? I mean, seriously. But saying that we shouldn't have police officers on campus, saying that basically that we're arresting too many kids, it's asinine. And it just leads to making things worse. In all sincerity. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots happening, lots to discuss still. I love doing stuff rapid fire. Really do. Okay, we did the Democrat story who came about because she couldn't handle how the Democrat Party has really just lost all their morals. I believe that to be true. When you look at what they stand up for, they don't stand up for parents' rights. Not interested. Right? It doesn't make, I mean, they don't want truly to get the kids the help that they need. In the sense of getting, you know, the mental health they need. Mental health support that they need. No, they don't care about that. There's too much money in that business. Way too much money. Look, again, I'm begging you to go out and take a look at the detransitioning videos. Listen to these kids. When they come to their senses, so to speak, listen to what they have to say. Listen to what they say to their parents. Really, the big problem with their parents. Because now that they came out of it, now that they've gotten the help that they needed, maybe they did it on their own, I don't know. Come to find out that their problem was depression, their problem was ADHD, their problem was a lot more than just not having the right parts and pieces. And you, Mr. and Mrs. Parent, you're the ones that are supposed to key on this. The experts are not always right. Can we be clear about that? They don't spend all that time with your children. They don't know your children like you do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. By the spring of 2020, the writer says, when I return from my COVID sabbatical, all the previous knowledge of immunity seemed to be discarded. This is a doctor, obviously. The contagion of the known nothingism cannot be missed. We'll talk about this more when you come back, but man, he's right. We blew out everything we ever learned. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, actually, when you throw out ideas. And we have dialogue. I know that's like a swear word on the other side, but we have dialogue, right? So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. New story. I know how you love this stuff. Some of you remember that the COVID masking hysteria, right? It was supposed to be about following the science, but guess what? It had nothing to do with science. You already know this. A lot of you guys listening to the show already, you already know the answer to this one. But it's freaking 2020, the writer says, when they returned from the COVID sabbatical. This is part of what I was talking about before. The whole knowledge behind immunity seemed to get flushed. Nobody was even supposed to talk about it anymore. Right? The contagion was at the time a known, nothingism. The doctor was about to say, on my return to the Capitol after recovering from COVID, I was met with by a gaggle of young journalists, the ones who occupy spot between the Capitol subway and the escalators in the Capitol building. A lot of these kids seemed like they were in their early 20s. Every one of them had a mask on. They demanded to know why I wasn't wearing a mask. Yet I explained to them that the benefit of having survived COVID was that I now had immunity. They challenged me, saying, well, that I didn't know how long my immunity would last. I responded in kind, replying that they didn't know my immunity wouldn't last. This is how you have to deal with these people. For real. Anyway, he went on to say, I responded in kind, replying that I didn't know how long the immunity would last. The week before I returned from the quarantine, I had donated my blood to researchers at the University of Louisville. They were going to analyze it and get back. They found that I had a robust antibody response to three different sites of the COVID-19 service. Now, the reporters, none of whom had science degrees, nor had any of them likely ever even, probably none of them even passed an advanced science course. They angrily and self-righteously excoriated me for my ignorance and my dangerous noncompliance. What they did not do was challenge my position in any meaningful way. This is how they operate. They don't do it. They don't challenge you in a meaningful way. They don't say, what kind of science uses that kind of answer? And not even how do we know you're telling us the truth? Can we see the report? Right? No. All they did was call them names. It's just amazing. And they never challenge you on the facts. You know that. Right? Sometimes they'll cite scientific studies, research. That's really not very meaningful because the studies are based on randomized controlled trials. They don't show any kind of effectiveness of the masks. They really don't. They don't have a trial. They don't have a trial about the masks. They don't have the information. And frankly, the ignorance of today's journalists is staggering, for the most part. Not 100%, but for the most part. They seem to only know how to repeat the dogma that's been fed to them, right? You see it in the news. They lead off with the same lines, the same stories. Anyway, he goes on to say, I try to reassure the flat earthers that all of the people you'll meet today, and I'm probably the safest person in Washington, you won't catch COVID-19 from me. Right? Their eyes were visibly like, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. Right? And then the mask, the look on their face became more angry. You could just tell their eyebrows were all crunched up. You know, our media repeatedly and stupidly conflated the use of masking in the clinical surgical settings involved body fluid spatter, bacterial infection. Right? They said it was very effective because they use it in surgery rooms. Ridiculous. Seriously. This bacteria was 10 times smaller than anything they would have observed or been with in a surgery room. Then you got Anthony Fauci, who decided to jump in, play along, right? Except in his private email. You remember that recently? He advised a personal friend not to bother masking since, of course, the typical mask you buy at the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses, which is small enough to pass through the material. We all knew that. Why did we know that? There's no doctor in front of my name. I didn't step a day in the school he stepped in. You know, I remember from my biology class. I remember from my science class in the 70s. Now, of course, while he was writing his private email, he was also sanctimoniously lecturing Rand Paul, or Senator Paul, in a Senate hearing wearing a ridiculous Washington Nationalist cloth mask. But I rightly called him out for his public health theater. He angrily and huffily denied that it was theater. So I'm still shocked and childishly ignorant at emotional responses he gave. And he did. You know, as you go on and on and on, when you go through these articles that Fauci wrote, the mandate that he gave, you come to find out that pretty much about 85 to 90% of them were all lies. They weren't true. They weren't needed. The damage he did to this country, the kids, the schools, I'm telling you, it's criminal. He should be put in jail for it, but you'll never see any of them go to jail. You know, again, as many of you love Donald Trump, why didn't he put people in jail? Why weren't there more prosecutions? I don't want to hear about how he had the wrong people in place, because it's true, he did. He had the wrong people in place. Right? And that's what he uses as an excuse right now. Are you going to trust him? And I'm not saying I don't. Are you going to trust him again? Really? That's really the question of the moment. Are you going to trust him again? So if he's changed, then it's easy to sleep at night. If he's not, and he's still going to trust idiots or people he thinks are loyal to him, then we're going to have a problem. So I don't know if you heard about this, but many military recruiters have missed their mark by anywhere from, 25 to 35%. I think it was the Navy. They were looking for 6,000 plus. They got a little over 4,000, I think. Which is why, again, why would I join these services if it's all going to be an exercise in wokeness? Right? Everybody's got their own idea of what a perfect job is all about. Got their own wish list, if you would. But Gen Z doesn't. Their ultimate dream is to work less. Work less hours. And, I'm sorry, I got too many windows popping up for me, right? A recruiter for, job recruiter, dealing with the Gen Z kids, yeah, you heard me, kids, learned that they wanted to work less than 5 hours a day. One recruiter was blown away during an interview when a young job seeker, when the interviewee said he was all about that work-life balance, obviously leaning heavily to the life side. The interviewer said, look, I had this interview with a Gen Z intern today. He promoted work-life balance. He said that he doesn't want to work more than 5 hours a day, and this is a big corporate fan. Now, this is funny because here he is sitting in the office of someone who's a big corporate, it's a big corporation. So you really have to have mental issues. You're going to come to a place like that and tell them you're not really a fan of their company, of their big company. Now, this job seeker, this kid is just out of school. He felt he was worth about $50K for a five-hour day. Think about it. I don't know. And these kids really believe that they're worth all that and more. When the guy posted this, the recruiter posted this, I think it was 1 million views in less than a day. Seriously, it's hilarious. And even Gen Zers, I think, some other Gen Zers thought that these were, the demands were out of place. But I got to tell you something. Most of them you talk to will start all that rhetoric that we hear on a regular basis on how tough it is, how bad it is, how they're working too hard, even though they're only working 6 hours a day. Just amazing. Totally amazing. Hey, Joe Mesita, your host. Have a great rest of the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. God bless, people.